BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The former president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, has been found guilty of conspiring to smuggle vast quantities of cocaine into the United States. He was convicted on multiple charges by a jury in New York. Prosecutors said Mr. Hernandez used the Honduran army and police to protect drug shipments in return for millions of dollars in bribes from cartels. He'll face a minimum 40-year jail term when he's sentenced in June. His lawyer is Raymond Colon.
We are going to appeal. Obviously, he maintains that he's innocent. It's sad that the words of drug traffickers, criminals, psychopaths is what the United States uses to accuse someone and condemn him. What worries him most is the safety of his family.
The US military says President Biden's promised temporary port to deliver aid to Gaza will take up to 60 days to complete. The US hopes the maritime corridor will eventually deliver up to 2 million meals a day. A Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, said more than 1,000 personnel would be involved in its construction.
Simply put, they'll establish a temporary offshore maritime pier that allows for shipping vessels to transfer cargo to smaller vessels to transport and offload cargo to a temporary causeway for the delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza. We're in the process of identifying, sourcing, and in some cases preparing forces to deploy. Importantly, there will be no U.S. forces on the ground in Gaza.
Wura Davis is our correspondent in Jerusalem.
The Israelis have welcomed the announcement of this maritime corridor. In some ways, some people say it gets the Israelis off the hook, because as the occupying power, as the invading army, they have an obligation under international laws to make sure that the people in northern Gaza do get the adequate aid and help they need. Now, Israel says it will allow in as much aid as is possible, and it blames the United Nations and other agencies for being slow with it. People like the World Food Programme say that Israel is actually turning away certain aid consignments, and therefore only about 100 trucks a day are getting through when a lot more is actually needed.
Donald Trump has launched an appeal against the outcome of a defamation case in New York after posting bond of almost $92 million. He had been given until Monday to either pay the writer E. Jean Carroll more than $83 million or deposit the money plus 10% with the court. The money will now be held pending the outcome of the appeal, which could take more than a year. A jury found that he defamed Ms. Carroll when he denied sexually abusing her in a department store in the 1990s. World News from the BBC. The UN Security Council has adopted a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Sudan to coincide with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Only Russia abstained. The resolution urges all parties to seek a sustainable resolution to the conflict through dialogue. Neda Taufik is in New York.
With the resolution's adoption, the UK representative urged the warring parties to act on this united international call for peace, to silence the guns, and to seek a sustainable resolution to the conflict through dialogue. The United States acknowledged this week's announcement by the Sudanese government that they would facilitate more humanitarian cross-border access from Chad, but said it was still insufficient. Preventing famine and a long-term catastrophe, Washington said, required a ceasefire and unhindered humanitarian access.
U.S. weather experts say the mainland United States has just experienced its warmest winter on record. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the average temperature across the 48 contiguous states was 3 degrees Celsius warmer than the historic average. 8 states across the upper Midwest, Great Lakes and Northeast saw their warmest winters. A U.S. Defense Department report on UFO sightings says it's found no evidence that aliens have visited Earth. It also said there was nothing to support claims that government agencies covered up visits by extraterrestrials and gained access to alien technology. The Pentagon acknowledged it was unlikely to convince Americans who believe aliens have visited our planet. The German Air Force says a pallet of discarded batteries from the International Space Station re-entered the Earth's atmosphere over Guatemala, falling as fragments into the Atlantic Ocean. BBC News.